Hi, Sandra. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I just need to ask you a question regarding cholesterol and the thyroid. So the first one is regarding my husband. We went in to have the cholesterol reading, and his is 188. But this particular doctor does a second testing, which is called lipid proteins. And apparently it has to do with a hereditary LDL little a. So when he saw that that was fairly high, we had to go and get a heart scan, which shows plaque in my husband's arteries. About 700 was the terminology or the numbers that were used on his right side, and I think it was 100 or 200 for his left. His concern is the doctor first put him on Crestor. We just went a couple days ago to see his readings. Now he's changed it to Lipitor to 40 milligrams. He doesn't want to take them, which I fully understand that. Now, I have heard on your recent program here about going to donate blood twice a year, possibly once a year. But my concern is the plaque that is already established in his heart or his arteries. Anything natural besides these statins that one can do other than the blood donation?
Well, yes, but you better be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about it. Let me tell you about two ophthalmologists, father and son, in Cincinnati, Ohio. What did these ophthalmologists do? Well, they took pictures of people's retina. And why? Because the retina is the one place in the body where you can see all the blood vessels in the back of the eye, and you can see whether they're clogged or not, too. So anyway, they took pictures of the retina, and these were on people who they had already seen that there were clogged arteries in the back of the retina. And then what did they do? They put them on a combination of high-dose iodide and niacin. Why did they use that? Because they thought it would help dissolve the plaque. And doggone it, when they took follow-up pictures, there was significantly less plaque, significantly less clog, I should say. It's not actually called plaque in the tiny arteries. But there was significantly less clog in the arteries in the back of the eyes. Now, that is just one approach, but taking that, one also has to monitor one's thyroid fairly closely because a lot of iodide, and they did use a lot, they used 120 milligrams, can suppress the thyroid. And if we get the thyroid suppressed and we don't notice it, it can give us trouble. Okay, so that's just one thing, though. Now, secondly, over in Germany, some researchers worked with a phospholipid, that just means phosphorus combined with fat, combination intravenously. You could probably still find work about it online, PLAQEX. So it's just the word plaque with an X after it. I think somebody was being real smart and saying plaque would exit. And what do you know? They found that giving this stuff intravenously, sure enough, it reduced plaque in some people. So there are a couple of approaches I know about. You would be needing to work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But before we go there, what causes plaque buildup? Why, as a book, which you might want to get, because you can get it cheap online used, by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y, Kenneth Kensey. And this book is called The Blood Thinner Solution. Now, that's the wrong title. It should have been titled The Thinner Blood Solution, because he's not talking about taking blood thinners. What he points out is the thickness of the blood banging into the arterial walls that causes the plaque formation in the first place, because that thickness of the blood banging into the arterial walls causes inflammation, and the body can't handle inflammation there by covering it with calluses as it does on our hands when we go out in the garden lot. So instead it covers it with cholesterol. The cholesterol is not the culprit, ma'am. The cholesterol is what nature is doing to try to cover up inflammation. So with all that information and a book called Lipitor, Thief of Memory, I did say Lipitor, Thief of Memory, written by Dr. Duane, D-U-A-N-E, Graveline, which shows that, with many, many citations, that statins are a good way to cognitive decline. You should maybe be able to make a decision.
Okay, great. Yeah, because this doctor swears on these statins, and, you know, trying to get him to do anything natural is kind of hard, but we'll have to do this research on these books that you gave to us. And then my second question had to do with my particular thyroid issue. I am currently right now taking Nature Throid. And last week, I believe, I caught your last little program. Did you say it was okay to take iThroid with a natural medication? It will not suppress the thyroid?
if you take no more than one a day. But if you take more than one a day, you've got a chance of suppressing.
No, one a day is fine. All right,
yes.
Dr. Wright, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it, and you do have a great program also.